decades. For many decades, AI machines weren't much better than humans at anything except board games. Before the neural networks approach to AI, most systems were coded using a rules-based approach, attempting to teach the system to make decisions based on if X, then Y. This system, while great at board games, tended to break down in the face of overly complex problems. The neural network approach, however, attempts to recreate the complex network of neural activity that is the basis of intelligence in humans. Rather than teach its rules, one simply feeds the neural network as much data as possible and allows it to identify patterns and make its own decisions based on the data. Though neural networks were being experimented with as early as the 1950s and 60s, they fell into a winter of AI for decades due to limitations on their processing power. Key takeaway: increased data and increased computing power led to the deep learning revolution. Until the dawn of the smartphone age and the preponderance of cheap data available to feed neural networks, progress was hindered. But even with all the processing power and data available, the networks still weren't smart enough. But in the mid-2000s, a way to better train neural networks to process the data was discovered, known as deep learning. What happened was the resurgence of neural networks as the superior model for AI and a huge leap forward in AI's ability to recognize speech, identify images, make predictions, and even drive cars. Almost overnight, deep learning became the gold standard of AI. Key takeaway: deep learning works by recognizing patterns. In order to work, a program needs to be aware of outcomes. Is this a picture of a cat or not a cat? It needs to have narrow perimeters, say identifying a picture of a cat versus any animal at all, and it needs lots of data to come to these conclusions. While still a far cry from general AI, the ability of a computer to do everything a human can, narrow AI, has many very specific and useful applications. These include things such as doing insurance analysis, diagnosing disease, or learning how to drive a car. Key takeaway: development of AI has moved into an age of implementation and the age of data. The author argues that innovation in AI is no longer a function of groundbreaking discoveries, but simply a question of creative implementation in industries ripe for the technology. The great strides forward in the technology were concentrated in the U.S. and Great Britain, but going forward, elite thinkers aren't required to apply these discoveries to various fields. This means that any country with the resources ready to devote to new applications of AI across industries is primed to be the leader in global space. The other factor determining who will come out on top is who has the most data. If deep learning neural networks are essentially equal in technology, the ones with the largest data input will be the most successful at recognizing patterns, even if they are designed by inferior programmers. Key takeaway: China already has a leg up over the U.S. Li argues that the very nature of the Chinese technology space provides an advantage in the coming age of implementation. While Silicon Valley discourages copycatting other technology, Chinese entrepreneurs have been raised in a far more cutthroat environment, ready to take any technology out there and apply it in any way they see fit. Additionally, China is already leaps and bounds ahead of the U.S. on data collection with the all-encompassing WeChat, an app with no comparable cousin in the West. WeChat is your banking app, chat app, travel app, and grocery app, to name a few, all in one place. Lastly, the Chinese government has taken a hands-on approach to encouraging AI development, whereas the U.S. has remained decidedly hands-off and even cut public investment in research. Eventually, China's dominance will lead to a sort of technological colonization, where ideas and cultures start spreading from east to west instead of the other way around. Key takeaway: AI will cause massive